Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 21st of October. I'm going to be fairly quick because unfortunately Betfair cost me about 4 hours today by not having matches on the coupon again. We've had a good run, but after the international break always seems to be a test, and we didn't have any Dutch games. There's an Irish game tomorrow that isn't on there. I had said that I would get people to write in, but I'd left it because it had improved. But if it continues, then I will do a little draft note that people could kindly copy and send in to Betfair. Right, the forum is on site. I'm going to add some information about that over the next couple of days. So hopefully by Wednesday you're fully up to speed with that. I'm going to try and make a little video darting around. I didn't get a chance over the weekend, but I'm going to try and do that today or tomorrow morning, so you can have a look. FTS Ultimate, we do have midweek football, so that will be processed tomorrow morning. Watched some of the Man U game yesterday. It's sort of on my iPad with no commentary. Obviously there's been a lot of debate this week re-VAR. There's nothing wrong with VAR. We are somehow in the Premier League managing to make a complete and utter mess of it. The actual technology, as I've always said, I stand by. The issue seems to be with this benchmark that the Premier League have set of what constitutes a clear and obvious error and what makes something massively overruled for the referee. I think of every penalty that decision, I think there's been 85 penalty decisions and none have either been turned over one way or the other. A penalty that should have been a penalty that the referee hasn't, a penalty that the referee hasn't given that we then watch on TV and think is a penalty has not been turned over, and vice versa, where they've given a penalty and it's gone to VAR, they've stuck with his original decision. I do think, I mean, I loved it in the World Cup. I do think this trying to avoid the referee going over to the sideline to have a look is where it's all going wrong, and perhaps they should be having him sent over and have a quick look and give him the opportunity to change his mind, rather than sort of, what did you see? Well, I saw this. Okay, well, that's what's on the screen. If you think it's not a foul or a penalty, then no problem. We will have subjective issues and subjective arguments. I didn't think the build-up to the United goal was a foul, personally, from what I saw, but I'm aware that other people do. But you know, it's all too easy to say VAR shit, this, that and the other. Somehow the Premier League have gone about this all wrong, and it is all down to this benchmark of what is a clear and obvious error, and this determination to sort of not stop the game and get the referee to look at it, but just to ask him what he saw. Basically, I think if he said, I didn't see anything, then they might get involved. But is he going to say that? Is he going to stand there and say, I didn't see a thing? Probably not. I think it's best if they just go and have a look and hold their hands up and say, I got that one wrong, I'm given a penalty, or vice versa. Anyway, that's my views on it. Pina this morning, bless him, he said, that's me giving up watching football. I give up watching football because Spurs are shit, Peter. Yeah, not because a little bit of VAR action. I ran some numbers after the game yesterday, because obviously Liverpool's fixture had played, so Tottenham and Liverpool haven't got a fixture now before they meet next week in the league, both in Europe this week. And I ran the Poisson. I loaded up my Poisson sheets and did a sort of run, which will be the same numbers that come out on Friday, but scary stuff how far Tottenham have fallen. Certainly in relation to Liverpool, it is two teams on very differing trajectories. And, you know, I back up my statements about Poch with numbers, not just sitting there thinking, oh, he's useless. I just do not understand the hysteria about him. And Garth Crooks, one of the first pundit I've seen, came out in support of the FTS line this week. I really do think Tottenham are heading for troubled times. I think if we persist down the route we are, we're going to be playing to a 40,000 seat stadium. And I'll give you an example. Last season I didn't go to a game when the new stadium opened, and Tottenham have got a ticket exchange, and I put my tickets up for the game, and it was a incidental game. It was one of the smaller teams. I can't remember who, but it wasn't like West Ham or any of that. It was one of the smaller games that we played, and they were gone within 3 minutes of me posting them. I posted them and they were sold, gone. Might have been the Huddersfield game, I think. This week I didn't go Saturday. I put it up against Watford, put the tickets up, didn't sell at all. So my seats remained empty on the weekend. And I put them up middle of last week, Tuesday was when I got back from Japan. And they didn't sell. And my brother did exactly the same. He didn't go, funnily enough, but for differing reasons. He actually had something on and his didn't sell. So, you know, people are going to get fed up paying £100 a game to go and watch dross. And I think you're going to find a real Arsenal-like situation where you've got 50% of the fans for Levy, 50 against, 50 for Poch, 50 against, and a lot of empty seats. Unless they sort it out, and I really can't see them sorting it out. I don't think the manager's the man, and I don't think the chairman has ever going to change his stance on buying players and things, and letting five players run their contracts down just seems madness. We've got the old vote again today, isn't it? Is Berko going to allow it? That'll be all the fun of the fair, all kicking off. In part the way it serves them right for the way they bought it, that smug little twat Rees Mogg bringing it out as a point of order as opposed to a business statement. But there you go, that's you get what you deserve when you act like that, idiot. Right, what else we got? NFL, Houston were poor yesterday, weren't they? 49ers march on. I could really do see them in the mix this year. I think Jimmy G will be the boy. March on to 6-0. New Orleans got over the line. Arizona got over the line. Unfortunately, Houston were poor. There was one other, wasn't there? Or did I get that wrong? I can't remember. Philadelphia. Philadelphia just didn't turn up against Dallas. Started badly. That's why I'd blacked it out of my mind and went away. And then we've got the Jets tonight. Home to New England, so if they can keep that tight, we should go hopefully 3-2 this week. But very disappointed in Houston in particular. I watched some of that and that was just dreadful. Had plenty of opportunities. Philly done themselves in the first 5-10 minutes. But all eyes for me on the Niners, my new sport, Niners, England in the rugby. Who needs the Spurs? Right, got a few bits for today. What have we got? Interesting, I was talking to people about trading because the old first half goals have been a bit of a struggle and they're 11% down, goals after 25 minutes for games that are 0-0 in this month alone. Pretty much everything always ends up regressing to the mean, so we'll get a glut. But I keep all these monthly figures, and it's the worst performance since March 2016. So, you know, people get panicking, and as football changed, is VAR affecting it? When you look at the actual average goals, it's not really affecting anything. It's just things don't come in a sort of straight, uniform period time. Everything goes, you know, you'll have 50% 1 month, 25% the next, 30% the next, but it all eventually reverts back to the mean. And that's what having numbers and numbers to back you up does, as opposed to panic. Right, I'm dutching two horses in the 210 at Plumpton. Marcel de Bruxelles and Warlord. Marcel de Bruxelles and Warlord, splitting my stake to win an equal amount if either of those win. I think Betfair now have a little dutching thing. You put your stake in and then click the stake box, put it in, it works it all out for you once you've made your selections. Who needs dutching calculators? Football-wise, couple of bits if it's saying my first half goal stats, but we're going to go with it. If Bodo glimped at 6 o'clock and the elite Serien is still 0-0 after 25 minutes, then I will lay a late first half goal. Bodo glimped against Mjøndalen in the Norway Elite Serien, kicking off at 6 o'clock. And in Turkey, 6 o'clock, Konyaspor, Yeni Malatyaspor. If that is 0-0 after 25 minutes, I'll sort of drip back over Over 1.5 goals. Konyaspor, Yeni Malatyaspor, if it's sort of 0-0, 20, 25 minutes, drip backing over 1.5, over 15 minutes. Right, that's it. I'll leave you guys with it. I am dreading the build-up to Tottenham playing Liverpool. I think it's going to be an absolute goal fest for Liverpool. I think they're going to absolutely batter us. But we've got Red Star Belgrade of Serbia tomorrow in the Champions League. So that'll be us out of that tomorrow night. And we'll see. Eventually, I can't see Poch making it till Christmas. But if Real Madrid's form keeps being poor, then maybe Real Madrid will come and save him. Save us rather, and get him, and then we can get Allegri and push on, get rid of Levy. Beautiful. Right, have a lovely day. See, they're haunting me, aren't they? You can see I've talked about them today because they're haunting me. Enjoy the politics this afternoon. I'm going to be queuing in from about 2:30, see what Berko decides whilst doing my spreadsheets, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.